Hare Krishna. Happy Vasant Panchami. It's spring, at least in India it's spring, and in Krishna's transcendental pastimes it's also spring. I can hardly say that it's spring here in Budapest, although the sun is shining beautifully, but it's minus something outside, quite cold, and there are no flowers, trees are bare, and there's still snow on the ground. And nonetheless, in our absorption of Krishna consciousness, we can remember how Krishna celebrates spring and what a wonderful festival it is. But one thing I have to say is that in Radha Damodar Sringar today, there is yellow flowers everywhere. Vasant Panchami is celebrated by wearing yellow because at that time all of the fields in which mustard seeds have been planted, either for making mustard oil and so on, or using a spice, or in some places they may just turn it back into the soil because it's very good fertilizer, nourish the soil. Fields, I can just see it now, the fields of Vrindavan are just abloom with this beautiful, vibrant yellow color, and it's everywhere. And that yellow is like the harbinger, heralds the arrival of spring. And so devotees wear at least a yellow cloth, scarf, or chador on their necks, some dress in yellow, others wear yellow turbans and saris, and altars are smeared with turmeric or some yellow color, and deities are all beautifully dressed in yellow, and that's what Radha Damodar is getting dressed in also. Not a pure yellow, yellow with a little white in it. And in that way you become absorbed. You become absorbed in the mood of the season by sharing the color of the season. And of course, Krishna also says in the Bhagavad Gita that of seasons like flower-bearing spring. Spring is such a wonderful time. Everything starts to come to life. The trees are budding. The flowers are growing everywhere. Up to now, dormant creepers start to strongly embrace the trees that they're leaning on and grow up and up and up on the trees, and they also start to sprout with beautiful flowers. The grass becomes very beautifully green, and the birds sing, the animals are happy, and the influence of spring, or rather the presiding deity of spring, Cupid, also begins to shoot his arrows left, right, and center. So spring is a very good time for awakening loving feelings within the heart. And it's those loving feelings that also combine with the main festival of spring, which is Holi, which also starts today, that brings Radha and Krishna into Krishna and the gopis into close proximity with each other, and enriches their eternal loving exchange of some feelings for each other. So spring is very conducive. Of course, we read in Srimad Bhagavatam how the fall, the full moon of the Sharad season, was also very conducive for loving exchanges. Nonetheless, spring is superior, and so we hear that in Bhagavad Gita, and we know that Krishna also enacted, because Krishna enacts rasa dance at all times, but he also does it in the spring. It is called Vasant Ras. So there is the Sharadiya Ras, and there is also the Vasant Ras. It's a wonderful, it's a celebration. Everyone celebrates spring. By celebration, I mean they don't necessarily just have big festivals and so on, although that's also there. But the season itself brings about a celebration within the heart. Nature celebrates with its bounty, and the entire creation celebrates, because it's an opportunity for Krishna's enriched transcendental pastimes. And from now all the way till Gaur Purnima, then there is playing of Holi. Of course, we don't do that now, but that took place during Krishna's time. And Krishna and the cowherd boys, as they would wander throughout the forests of Vrindavan, they would both take with them and already have different storehouses of different types of dyes in powder form, in liquid form, wrapped up in sacks, ready to be sprayed from syringes. And the gopis also had their storehouses. And of course, the rivalry that's always there, the loving rivalry that's always there between the cowherd boys and the gopis, as it's natural for boys and girls, it means that if their paths crossed, then they would have battles and declare war on each other. And that those battles would take very wonderful forms. Rupa Goswami had instructed Jiva Goswami to write a book called Madhava Mahotsava, which describes this battle between cowherd boys and gopis. And of course, as with all other exchanges in Vrindavan, ultimately that pastime is there in order to enrich Radha and Krishna's own lila, and so it did. I've already narrated that pastime sometimes before. Sometimes I've even read it, so I won't repeat that. So this is Vasant. This is Vasant Panchami. This is now on the Panchami, on the fifth day. Spring has begun. And even though we may be living in parts of the world, North America, or here in Europe, or Russia, where it hardly seems to be like spring, but if we absorb ourselves in remembering how Krishna celebrates spring, then it will become spring in our minds. That's called Manmanamavamad Bhakto. I was just listening to a conversation of Srila Prabhupada. In fact, I've been listening to it for the last 3 days. Srila Prabhupada talking about Manmanamavamad Bhakto. So Krishna said, always think of me. So if we're thinking of Krishna and always thinking of Krishna, then spring with its flowers and its mood and its wonderful pastimes and all of these things will also enliven our minds, and we'll also be absorbed in the festival of spring. That festival will manifest within our hearts, it will manifest within our minds, and we'll feel very joyful. That's the result of being absorbed in thinking of Krishna. And as Srila Prabhupada says, who can be absorbed in thinking of Krishna? Those people who love Krishna. And if we love Krishna and then we think of him, then we naturally become happy, because the result of love is happiness or bliss or ecstasy, different names for the same thing. So happy Vasant Panchami to everyone, and may you all be absorbed in the wonderful festival of spring that is Krishna's pastime. Hare Krishna.